Hello, friends, and welcome to a little announcement about the sacred. My name is Elizabeth Oldfield, and I have been hosting this podcast for 3 years. It feels a very long time ago that my colleague Hussein and I sat down and dreamed up a place where people could have intimate conversations and reflect on their values, even in our very divided public conversations. I have loved it. I have learned loads. I've had my horizons expanded, my views challenged, and I've actually made quite a number of friends along the way, which has been an enormous blessing. And like many of us, especially this year, I'm tired. It has been such a gift to be able to continue to talk to people through a wide range of amazing, although sometimes also frustrating, digital platforms. But although it's been a gift, I think it's important just to acknowledge that it's just not quite as good. It's not quite as intimate, not quite as human. I miss being able to see faces and gestures and really connect. And it's also just way more exhausting to get a quality conversation without being in the same room. And I also think to everything there is a season. And the sacred needs a season change. So the team and I are taking a sacred sabbatical. The podcast is not ending, but it is pausing so that we can reflect and refresh and pop up again, hopefully with new life and energy, and eventually, God willing, be able to speak to people in the same room, although that might not be for a while. The word sabbatical comes from the Judeo-Christian concept of the Sabbath, well, Jewish really, and that means a time to stop and think, a time to give thanks, to look back and look forward. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a sabbatical. And while we're doing that, we would absolutely love to hear from you. So in the show notes, you will find a questionnaire, a link to a questionnaire. It'll take just a few minutes to fill in. And you can give us some feedback on the show. You can tell us what you think is working, what we can improve on, and really help us as we reflect about what the future holds. We'd also love a smaller group of listeners to gather for a virtual focus group where we can really discuss how the podcast can be most fruitful into the future. So if you'd be up for giving up an hour to sit down with me and the team, please indicate that on your questionnaire and we might well be in touch. We made it through 2020, my friends. Frankly, with some bruises, with some weariness in our bones, but also with a huge amount to be thankful for. We expect to be back sometime in February, and we'll obviously keep you updated about that on our social channels. So keep following those. Do check out our sister podcast, Reading Our Times. There are 8 fabulous, rich, informative episodes available for you to listen to. Until we speak again, keep asking big questions, making unexpected friends, and we'll see you in the new year.